Now we're going to do chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital. Today's 7-Eleven, Dr. Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I. This is on 7-10-2023, 7-10-2023. First patient is EA, 32-year-old woman with lower abdominal pain after she was hit by a car in the parking lot of Walmart. Patient urinalysis, UPT was negative, CT of the abdomen was negative. She had some bruising on her abdominal wall. She liked the doctor and felt like he did a thorough job. Next patient is ER, is a 10-year-old child with headache, earache, amoxo, and was given for left otitis media. Mom's happy with the care. Next patient is AB, 38-year-old male with a 2.5-centimeter cut on his right thumb. This was closed without any concerns. He was happy with the care, doing well. Next patient is AH, 52-year-old woman with vomiting, diarrhea, white count 2,000, CT, mesenteric paniculitis, P-A-N-N-I-C-U-L-I-T-I-S, diagnosed with gastritis, doing well now, was happy with the care received. Next patient is A.W., 38-year-old male with superficial cellulitis of the umbilicus, treated with Sceptra DS, backroom steroids, and Bactroban, seen by the NP, was happy with the care received. Next patient is LC, 54-year-old with stomach ache, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS, CT, all within normal limits. Was sent home with abdominal pain, was seen by the nurse practitioner, was doing okay now, was happy with the care. Next patient is CR, is a 73-year-old with possible stroke, CBC, CMP, D-dimer, cardiac workup, CT, chest X-ray, all within normal limits. Patient was sent to HCA Kingwood, did not answer the phone. Next patient is CL, is a 62-year-old woman who a few days ago had some blood work done at his doctor's office, was told to come back for a recheck because of low sodium, high potassium. Sodium was 127, potassium was 4.9, magnesium was 1.2. A new copy of the lab was given to take to primary care physician. And patient is doing well now, was seen by the nurse practitioner. Next patient is TS, is a 52-year-old woman with a history of CVA 4 months ago, now having arm pain on the left side with left-sided weakness, EKG, chest X-ray, CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, D-dimer. Chest X-ray, CT of the neck was all within everything was normal except for the CT of the neck, which showed a C5, C6 disc herniation. Diagnosed with shoulder X-ray negative except for rotator cuff tear, treated with Medrol, Dospac, and Mobic. Patient was happy with the care and was seen by the nurse practitioner. Next patient is DH, is a 61-year-old woman with left shoulder and hip pain, has been told she needs hip surgery and shoulder surgery. X-rays showed severe DJD, was treated with Toradol. Patient left message for patient to call back. Next patient is KC, 5-year-old with stomach pain, diagnosed with otitis media, was treated with Amoxil, doing much better now. Next patient, mom was happy. Next patient is GS. This is a problem. This is a 49-year-old patient that we saw here at Dr. D's office with severe left lower quadrant pain. I send the patient to the emergency room for evaluation. Later called, patient had a white count of 15,000. CT scan showed rather severe diverticulitis. I asked the nurse if patient was given any kind of IV antibiotics. She said no, but they did give him Cipro and Flagyl. Period. I called the next day to check on the patient. He's in severe. Also, I asked the nurse if they offered admission, and the nurse said the patient refused. I called the next day. Patient is now having more pain, still running a fever. I was concerned about the CT findings because the radiologist alluded to possibility of early abscess. So I told the wife to take the patient back to the ER because he needs to be re-CT'd, especially if he's having more pain. But the wife refused and is taking the patient now to Memorial Hermann in the Woodlands. She also told me that no one offered admission to the patient. If they had, I would have made him stay, in quotation, the wife said. Patient clearly should have been admitted. CT scan was very bothersome, especially with a white count of 15,000. And since I had seen the patient in the office, I knew he was in severe pain. And she was also upset because the patient asked about the blood in the urine, and Dr. A said it's all related, and she didn't know how diverticulitis could be causing blood in the urine. Nevertheless, they're very unhappy, and they're going to a different facility for patient to be reevaluated and re-CT'd. Next patient is JB, is a 49-year-old woman seen with an insect bite on the back of her head. This was IND'd, was given Keflex. She was doing better. She was happy with the care. Next patient is TD. That's a 50-year-old woman. With abdominal pain, growing pain, low back pain. CBC was showed a white count of 13,000. CMP showed patient to be volume depleted. Urinalysis negative. UDS positive for amphetamines. CT scan was negative. Subsequently, patient was diagnosed with sciatica and sent home with anti-inflammatory. I left a message for patient to call me back. Thank you.